wondrous.
The Midweek Drive and Midweek Drive Morning Editions with Alex Levchuk and the Midweek Drivettes on Siren 107.3 FM. A 21st century radio programme with 23rd century philosophies.
Hurrah! In England, that's where Lincoln is based, actually. The weather is... Well, how would you define the weather, Mary Dancy, at present?
Miserable.
Raining.
Rainy.
Grim.
Yeah. I quite
Coast
like
to Grimsby.
So grim.
Grim up north, Grimsby. Jody, would you agree with that general description?
Yes, definitely. It's horrible. I like it down in it.
It reminds me of my Yorkshire country, you know.
Exactly.
It's always raining in Yorkshire, so it makes me feel at home.
God's
when it
own country. Yep. God's own county, it has to be said. The Dallas of England in many ways.
Indeed,
the whole thing. And more. Which, so, Cameron, go on. What is the weather like in Nashville?
Today we're going up to about 87, and it's really humid, and it's summer. It's summer in Nashville, yeah.
Right. Well, there we are then. I mean, clearly, you can look at a whole variety of things. In fact, we will be talking about travel.
We're trying not to get jealous.
Mm-hmm. It does no good, Jody. It does no good at all to work through that. John Wolfe. He's not a werewolf, honestly.
Yeah.
He's come up with a wonderful melodic little tune, which is, I think, classic country. I think Tessa Snart would enjoy it, if she's listening. There he is. I did say I'd give a little shout-out to Emma Tinson.
Oh.
She probably won't be listening either. Why? Why would they? They could listen to the podcast and so on. But would you like to actually launch us once more into your tune, Cameron, your Tilbury tonic for this bleak English day?
John Wolfe is another one of those kind of red dirt artists that come out of Texas and Oklahoma. He's actually an Oklahoma native. And I lean towards the more traditional side of country if I had a preference. I'm not so much on the pop country stuff, but I like the traditional sound. And John is one of those guys. I've really been waiting for this new stuff to come out, and it's so cool. It's just such a good album. If you're a fan of the more traditional stuff like George Strait, and maybe Mark Chestnut, then you're going to like John Wolfe a whole bunch. We featured him as our National Access Super Pick of the Week last week, so I figured it's time to put him on here at Siren. And this is a brand new song. It's John Wolfe with an E at the end. And the song is called Sing a Thing on Siren FM.
Folks may call me crazy, just a fool out chasing dreams, but in my heart, it's everything to me. As I stand here on this stage and play for you tonight, I know why I'm a lucky man to live this kind of life. And when those lights come up and I hear those guitars ring, I tip my hat to each and every one of you, and I thank God that I get to do this singing thing. I learned G, C, and D on a hand-me-down guitar. At 13, all my heroes were country music stars.
What more do you need, Claire Marr Jarrison?
Not much more in life.
The release of Singing Thing, his newest single to radio of all the songs on his album Natural Man. Well, we don't want an unnatural man, do we, ladies? It's most special to him personally. He sat down with his co-writers Tim Johnson and James Dean Hicks to write a song about his love affair with country music and how it all began for me. Did it work for you, Mary Dancy?
I loved it. I thought it was great.
Jody Orton?
Yeah, I loved it as well. It's definitely got the country vibe, and he's got the country vibe as well, looking at his picture. Mm-hmm. Very cowboy.
And Kat?
Yeah, really mellow. Love the vocal. Nice bit of twanging going on there, very country. Loved it.
if Nick were here, after the way he blew apart the Midweek Drive selection for this, Claire, you would have hit him, actually. You would have hit him.
Oh. Good job I was not here.
You can hear it tomorrow night. I know, it will be June, actually. It will be June when that sort of goes out. So it's just as well he's not actually here, because might have broken up that friendship between Cameron and Nick. And without Cameron, no Cat on the Midweek Drive. And indeed, you know, no Nick Elliott either. Still, never mind. But I think it's thumbs up. And what do you think? Should we actually put in a request for Cameron to see if John Wolfe would like to join us on the show with an E?
Yes, that would be great. Definitely.
So there we
are. Sure, we'll work on that.
I think so. But a round of applause for John Wolfe. So, Jodie, any questions you'd like to put to the Tilbury Meister?
Yeah, Cameron, it's been a while since I last spoke to you.
Yeah.
How are things going with Maplestar Media?
Good. It's really busy. We've got the radio show National Access. It's taken off. We've been asked to produce a TV pilot for it, so we're working on that. And coming up in a couple of weeks is CMA Music Festival, which we'll just be slammed doing interviews for the radio show, for Young Country TV, and shooting the pilot. So it's just going to be crazy the next few weeks. It's great.
That all sounds really, really exciting.
It's always exciting. It's nice to see, Jodie, that you always like Cameron's posts.
I do always like Cameron's posts. Yes.
Nick, I saw him actually in the kind of the what I call the airlock, sort of area between life out there and life in here.
Yes.
He can actually come in.
He could come in
just to say a few words to Cameron.
Oh, he's here.
And he has, amazingly, Cameron, Nick has actually mastered the art of opening the door himself. And allowing Sue Rice to join him as well, which is just wonderful. So it's all good. I think Sue's
He's from Norfolk. So it takes a while for them to learn that kind of thing. They're not used to having opposable thumbs there. So, but he's done it very well.
Well, Cameron, you have said so delicately what I was faced with this afternoon when he was saying, "I'd like to learn how to drive the desk." I said, "But you're from Norfolk, Nick. It's never going to work." Just give up now.
He's not from Norfolk.
What is this sort of salacious belief that he's from Norfolk?
He's from Cambridgeshire, I think.
He's from Cambridgeshire. Where are you from then, Nick?
Cambridgeshire.
Is that just as bad then, Cameron?
No, once you get out of Cambridgeshire and they do electrolysis and get all the hair off your back, you're okay.
Just as well he's in a different country, you know, because who knows what could happen. I mean, this could be the start of what, you know, 1776
right.
was just the beginning of, you know, if that's not a kind of tautology,
yeah,
it's own routine.
It.
Never mind. Nick, you've also been quite busy. Would you like to share with Cameron, by the way, is he still a publicist or has Kat totally usurped him in that?
No, Cameron still looks after more stuff.
Yep,
yeah, Nashville. Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Yeah.
So why should Cameron be seen very shortly wearing a Keep Music Live T-shirt then?
Because I've just launched it, actually. I'm sure he's aware of it. I hope he's aware of it. We haven't actually spoken about it, but we haven't spoken for some time, so... But, yeah, I've just actually launched my own first part of my own apparel range, which is all under the Nick Elliott UK Tour brand. And on the back of Keep Music Live is the first part of it that I've launched, which is on the back of the issues that's going on over here in the UK with all the small venues closing, and because the thing is just not really working on a small scale, live music.
It's just not in the UK. This is a problem all over the place. People, and I think a lot of the responsibility lies with musicians who are quite willing to give their music away for nothing. And then when they want to play a gig, they say, well, I need to get paid for it. And it's, well, why should we? You've established that you're quite willing to give your music away for nothing. It has no value, so why should we pay you? But clubs all over the place got to have live music. That's where it all grows from.
Well, I mean, obviously I support this thing very much because, as you say, this is where the bands learn their craft. It's where I spent most of my very strange and unruly youth. But also where I learnt a lot of my craft. So I've got, you know, quite heavily behind this with the Keep Music Live campaign, which I shot way back in 86, it was. So I've actually pulled out the images from that campaign, and it's launched the apparel range, which, take a look, it's nickelliottstore.com. They're all on there. Check it out.
Yeah.
Mary, you're normally a lass with your mobile phone to hand. Mm-hmm. Will you be taking a look at that range? Because yes. It may well be you could actually earn some pennies by being an official model for the... just roll that out there. You know, a bit of an endorsement there. And meanwhile, Cameron, you're going to be asked those last two questions by Claire Margerison.
Yeah.
Oh, how exciting. Right. Have you enjoyed your telephonic link for us today?
Yeah, it's always fun.
Good,
he
good.
He says with sincerity and seriousness.
Sure, Cameron.
Yeah, I quite right, Kurt. I did sense that, you know, there was a slight sort of reluctance there to kind of engage with the whole process, you know. Nashville Access. By the way, can people download Nashville Access as a podcast, or do they just have to listen to the radio station that carries it?
You have to listen to the radio station that carries it right now.
Oh.
We're looking at expanding into a podcast primarily because when we do interviews for the radio show, it's really just kind of quick sound bites, but a podcast will let us do a full interview. We are doing a lot of stuff on Facebook Live. Last week we interviewed bluegrass artist Jeff White, who played with Alison Krauss, Vince Gill. He's got the Chieftains on his new album with him. And this week, this Friday, on Nashville Access Facebook page, we're going to be interviewing John Barry, who's a Grammy Award winner, was in the late 90s, just taken off with his career, had a number one song and nominated for a Grammy, and he got brain cancer. And he's fought it, and he's been out there working hard, and he's back with a brand new album. So we're going to be talking to him live on Facebook this coming Friday morning at 10:30 Central. So 4:30 your time.
So much unbelievable goodness. And still the final question, yes, from Claire March-Arison.
Will you be joining us again soon?
You got it. I'll be back next week.
Fab.
Sadly, Claire won't be. But
I
never
won't.
Mind. All will be well. She might be listening. She may not.
Operator, or could you help me place this call? See the number on the matchbook is old and faded. Slipped, but that's not the way it feels. Notes from a Very Small Island can only mean it's time for our top Jersey correspondent, Anna Maria Lewis, on the Midweek Drive.
Of course, Mary, it may well be that there's another telephonic challenge that comes into play here, and we don't know what could happen. She has sent her the official line with her best number to actually use. Hopefully.
Yay.
Yeah, she's there! So what happened last week, Anna? You know, there we were all gearing up to actually welcome you on board. We had...
I'll tell you what it was. I was playing the Good Samaritan, and I was going into part where I work just to make myself comfortable with my mobile. And a little old lady happened to fall over just by the entrance where I work. So we had a bit of a crisis, and I left my bag in the office and went to get this little old dear a glass of water. And, of course, I couldn't hear any phones ring yet alone. And by the time the drama had calmed down, I realised what the time was. And I went, oh, no. But she was fine. I don't know how, but she managed to drive home at the end of the evening, which is a bit dramatic. But, yeah, that's the trouble when you have lots of elderly people that hover around you at the end of the day.
I say that every time I come into the University of Lincoln.
you don't know how blessed you are.
Chronologically gifted folk who are actually there, experience the enhanced thing, and they say it. But a round of applause for Anna Lewis for being a Good Samaritan. We would endorse that. We would say, you know, there are presenters from different parts of the land who might have possibly pushed people out of their way and said, I'm on air, I need to be sorted. But obviously, Anna, you took that time to look after little old lady,
I did think she was putting it on a bit, but I realised she wasn't. When I said, is it blood pressure? She went, oh, no, I'm perfectly all right. My pressure's fine. Absolutely fine. And I just think she had a dizzy turn. You know what it's like when you're over a certain age. and she is older than both of us, so don't worry.
Yeah, Jodie, what's it like when you have those dizzy turns?
Oh, they happen all the time. I'm always picking myself off the floor.
It's very critical. She could, of course, have been a plant from another alternative radio station that was so envious that you were just about to do your piece with Lincoln's First Community Radio Station, Siren FM. You thought, oh, we'll throw in the little old lady routine. Have you ever helped a little old lady, Mary Dancer?
No, but I've rescued a cat.
Same thing, some might say. Same thing.
I found, there was missing posters, and I found the cat. Aww. So I went and took it back. I know.
Was it really the cat?
I hope so.
I hope the cat was grateful. Because cats can be so damn selfish, you know.
Well, you know, you've led us neatly round to our PR person, selfish cat.
I can't believe that. No. Not on my watch.
No, they wouldn't exactly. Cats PR obviously looks after Nick Elliott and little old ladies and cats available as well. Yes. For a fee. It's all important. Actually, what's the latest campaign you've been involved with, Kat? Because Lily, you're going to be involved with, as we've just heard, Nick's clothing line.
Yeah, well, there's a really exciting one coming up, actually, that Nick is involved in, but I can't say anything about it yet. Lots of teasers going
on. Has Mary managed to find the right website?
Yes, I have. Right. I've been looking for the process. They're really, really good.
That's very good.
I might steal one for a screensaver if
that's okay. Feel free.
And Claire, any thoughts for yourself for our Jersey correspondent?
I think it's often the case when you're out and about, and that too often people will be falling over and stuff, and people don't notice because they'll be like on their phones or just like, I don't want to get involved. So I think it's really good.
Funny you should say that, Claire, because in the second part of this programme, we're featuring Quentin Wilson. Many people might remember he was a Top Gear host. Good one as well. All this other thing. And Quentin's talking precisely about that, how actually, if you happen to be a bloke and you break down, forget it. You know, it's going to stop. You know, Even females might have difficulty if they have various other bits of
being scammed.
Exactly. Yeah. So we'll talk about that. I thought it was a nice little aperitif to when we connect with Phil Leonis and Lily Holliman, who are somewhere between two states in America. But I think you've been following them, haven't you, not Mary? Maybe on Facebook. Yeah. Where are they now?
I'm not sure.
Arkansas, I think. Or United States of America. It's much like Jersey, except the little old ladies there kind of have shotguns.
Yes, I believe. Actually, if you knew this little old lady, she probably has got a shotgun in her handbag. She was a former librarian where I worked, and it was about time for her to retire about 15 years ago. So, but she's quite savage. I mean, I ended up being in the Hilton Hotel at Earl's Court with her, and she was so rude to the waitress because she insisted on having hot milk with her coffee and practically hounded this girl into providing the hot milk with coffee. I mean, it's absurd, but she really is quite a demonic woman. So, yeah, I think, to be honest, her sort of lifestyle's catching up with her now, and she's, you know, she's becoming aware that people aren't all bad and hostile, and she doesn't need to get the gun out, really. But
Anna, on Lincoln's First Community Station, Siren FM, 5:25, we would endorse that. If you're thinking you're actually going out with a gun and you're a little old lady, don't. Just don't do it.
Don't be a gangster granny.
Although, having said that, Claire, gangster grannies could actually be a nice little theme we could introduce as
I'm pretty sure it's a book I read when I was younger. And the author came to visit our school, and it's just kind of come back into my head when you were talking about that.
And of course, is Mar Baker, the classic Boney M track, which is sort of Mar Baker, which we're not going to play now because we wouldn't. Nick wouldn't approve. Jodie, go on. I know you wanted to throw those last two questions to Anna Lewis, so go, girl, go.
Anna, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
I certainly have, thank you.
And can we look forward to you joining us again in the very near future?
Oh, I'd love to. Thanks for the offer.
Thanks.
Yes, the telephone, of course, works when it rings.
When it's near me and it rings.
And, of course,
great.
You're not actually doing duty being a rescuer of slightly experientially enhanced female people who may or may not have children two generations below them. It could happen.
because inevitably you always have a smile when you're about to actually go live to our Edinburgh correspondent, William Coles. Although WilliamColes.com is actually not his website at all, as I've just really discovered. I don't know why I put WilliamColes.com. Bill Coles, welcome back. You've become officially a Midweek Drive regular.
How are you? Thank you.
It's a very auspicious period to actually sort of, you know, work through that scenario. We have a quintet of quality in the studio. We have...
Don't tell me, is it all women again?
No.
All right.
No. Want to have your say?
Have your 15 minutes of fame?
There you go. No, we actually sort of have a token bloke. We have rock photographer Nick Elliott.
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome, rock photographer Nick Elliott, formally.
Welcome.
There we are. So, actually, you can listen to Nick Elliott with his very own show. Well, actually, it is his show, but he allows me to speak every so often, and Sue Rice as well. Sound and Nick's Vision, which is just after 7 o'clock tomorrow evening, on Thursday, May the 26th. But he's here because rather than brave the rain to go back to Cambridgeshire, he decided he would actually stick around. And we are all the merrier for having him. So Nick is with us. So, of course, is ace publicist and PR guru, Kat.
Hello.
Hello, Kat.
Yeah, exactly. Have you spoken to Bill Coles before?
I have, but it was a while ago.
Was it? Yeah, he still talks very fondly about
you, Kat. I'm sure he
does. Really? Yeah, it's wonderful. And, of course, the wonderful Claire Margerison.
Hello.
Hi there.
Who will not be on the Midweek Drive next week because she'll be back home in Harrogate working for a very famous tea shop called Fred Flintstone. Oh, no, sorry, Barney Rubble. No, it's Betty's, that's right. It's one of those two.
It'll be my first shift this first time shift? Next week.
Really?
Yeah.
So you'll just be able to have, listen to the podcast, though.
Yeah.
They get you to dress up in some really fancy gear, don't they? Isn't it sort of like a lion's tea room?
Yep, I'm going to look like I'm from the Victorian age. It's going to be great. I always wanted to dress up as them when I was younger, so it's kind of worked out for me, really.
Do they give you the gear there? I mean, you know, size you up and say this is the one for you?
Yeah. She emailed me last week asking me what clothes size I am, so it's all going to be very exciting, probably.
There are, of course, Claire, many, many folk in the universe who would probably be delighted just to actually see you in a Betty's Tea Shop uniform.
I know.
I do hope you'll be putting photos on Facebook.
Of course I will. So,
always critical.
Do they make fat rascals there?
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Excellent.
I will have to send them across the universe to you.
Well, Edinburgh, actually. You know, that's the key thing. It's going over. I bet we can actually get Bill to come down to Lincoln, stop off at Harrogate, do a little piece there.
Sorted.
Bring the family down there. You know?
And stuff myself with fat rascals.
Yeah.
It's so a good way forward in so many ways. Mary Dancy, of course, is also with us before she heads off. You're heading south, aren't you?
Heading south, yeah.
Very good. In fact, if it hadn't been for Claire, you wouldn't have been on the show at all.
I know.
Really? That email that you sent to me saying, please, can I join?
It
did.
Oh, we were wondering. And Jodie Orton, of course, who started off on these shows nigh on a decade ago. Almost.
but
is still thriving and enjoying. And
stop aging me.
She's going to Derby as well. It's a wonderful thing. And probably has very little interest in finding out about Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, and what he's been up to at Edinburgh, which is the theme you're going to briefly introduce us to. Bill, this was your talking point topic.
Yes, briefly being the operative word.
Well, of course. But let me just, before we actually do a straw poll, Kat, are you familiar with this story about what Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, has been getting up to in Edinburgh with his talk to the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland?
No, but it sounds shocking. I want to hear more.
Nick?
No, I missed that, unfortunately.
Yeah, too busy planning for Santa Nick's Vision. I know you. I was. Professional. Mary?
I have no clue.
No clue.
In anticipation.
Jodie Orton?
I'm sad to say I missed that one as well.
You're working far too
hard. I can tell you, it's not the biggest thrill in the world.
And Claire, finger on the pulse, Margerison?
Finger was not on pulse, no.
Take it away, Bill.
Right. Justin, my mate Justin Welby, he's up in Edinburgh to talk to the General Assembly, which is a particularly boring meeting of the Church of Scotland. But he did come up with a cool idea. He said that he'd been... A while back, he'd been with one of his parishioners who'd been about to undergo an operation. So he has a word with the parishioner, says good luck. And at the end of the operation, he goes through to the prayer room. And there is the doctor going into the prayer room as well. and he has a word with the doctor. The doctor is a Muslim. And the doctor gets out his prayer mat and puts it, faces it east. And Justin says, are you praying for this woman? And the guy said, the doctor says yes. And Justin says, well, me too. And hopefully one of our gods will deliver. And so the woman survived the operation, did very well. And the question was, which god did the business? Or was it the same god? Or was it a complete irrelevance?
And there you have it. Theological matters emerge at 25 minutes to 6 o'clock here on the Midweek Drive.
Okay,
yeah, we're not going to go for any excommunication, fatwas, or other kind of religious manifestos here. But it's an interesting line.
It's Battle of the Gods, isn't it?
Thor?
Yeah.
Could he be there? Christopher Hemsworth, much beloved of Richard Fitzwilliams? Not. Listen to the podcast, you know of what we speak. What do you make of that one, Nick? Is it a case of, do you call on divine intervention when you're looking for one of your photo shoots to develop?
Actually, I do. Yeah, I do find that that connection helps.
All right. And which one in particular?
Because the only one.
All right. Oh.
Whoa. Controversy.
Catch.
I think it's all one. I think it's all one of the same.
Rather like the Buddhist who went to the hot dog vendor and said, make me one with everything.
Exactly.
It's a Robin Williams line from back in the 1990s, actually. But still works,
it's still
I find.
Fresh.
Oh, actually, it didn't work
it's
today.
It's like different languages, isn't it? Because, yeah, it can say the same thing in different languages, but you're all communicating the same thing.
But my humanist friends would say that the prayers were irrelevant, that the prayer might have done some good for the person who was doing the praying, but whether it was actually going to be effective or not, they'd say it had no effect at all.
Well, personally, Bill, every time I do a midweek drive, or indeed a Sound and Nick's Vision on the same day, it's a case of 3 hours of penance, 4 days a week, and then effectively just focus on Allah, Buddha, and indeed a whole heap of other fine folk, just to actually get me through the whole sort of experience.
I understand that.
Right, okay, do you have a little whip to flog yourself with as well?
No, is this your answer?
The team do, though.
Yeah, exactly. And if I wished to be whipped by any individual, it would...
Who would it be? Go on, if you're going to be whipped by somebody, who would you want to whip you?
A question I think we should maybe actually put to our listener panel survey next time we actually talk about the whole thing. Yes, you've got your favourite Siren FM presenters. Who would you like them to be whipped by? Could be a walnut whip, could be a Mr. Whippy, could be all sorts of things putting together there. Mary, thoughts on the Justin Welby case there?
Having lost the plot a little bit.
No. Some things for our first year members like Tessa just too scary at this stage, and even McDonald would already sort of be contacting a lawyer at this stage.
I don't want to do this anymore. But I'm not sure. I'm kind of the same thought of Kat and Claire, really. All one and the same.
Jodie?
Well, I'm just wondering if there's all the gods up there that are kind of arguing over who's going to take credit for it.
Of course, there's the essence of the Greek mythology in many ways. Mm. They just sort of battle through on the whole process, and as far as the Roman gods as well were concerned. You have all sorts of scenarios there. Extraordinary. Did you find in your time writing as the lead writer for the Sun newspaper that Rupert Murdoch was keen on sort of getting other gods messing in on his territory, or did he always refer to himself as obviously the one and only?
No, Rupert was the one and only, and you mixed with him at your peril. When he walked past, you got down on your knees.
See, I always thought it was Chesney Hawks, because surely he was the one and only. Sorry. It's an 80s line, but still. Jodie, would you like to ask Bill anything else, such as why can't I come up to Edinburgh and do some fun things there?
Well, yeah, I would like to ask that question as well. But
the invitation is open right now. Come
excellent.
On up.
I will get the next...
The next bus. Midweek drive outside broadcast. Yeah, and I'll kind
of
stagger
it from my front route.
I feel, Edinburgh... Well, actually, no, Harrogate, Edinburgh, Jersey, Hawaii. Those are the kind of...
great choice.
Those are the correspondents established in that line of thought, so that's where we're going to go. Hopefully pick up a few Sound and Nick's Vision fans as well en route. They are out there, we know. Kat's explained where the reposting is taking place. because I was very concerned. But obviously,
you were indeed. But do not worry, they're all out there and they're listening in.
It's very, very strange. Bill, how is the current book coming on? Because obviously, you've written so many delightful texts that we've sort of shared with the team in the past, and we want to know what's next.
Well, I go scribble, 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 like Wellington said to Gibbon, scribble, scribble, scribble.
Nice.
And I'm on an edit at the moment, and edits are particularly boring and not nearly as much fun as the actual write. But anyway, I have to do it, and that's what I'm embroiled in. There's much more fun to be had from watching the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland, and that is saying something.
Well, I do hope we're not acting as a kind of displacement activity, because clearly, you know, this segment of the programme, you know, the Bill Cole's contribution from Edinburgh is critical to the Western world's cultural milieu. But I'd
Hate to how many other correspondents do you have north of the border?
One. Peter Carr.
Oh, yes. I didn't know I had a rival.
You do. He's sorry, he's West Coast, don't worry about him. And he was responsible for the Crankies, amongst other things. So,
the Crankies?
Yeah.
You mean you got a Cranky?
No, he wrote the Fan Dabby Dozy music themes for the Crankies. So just don't go there. Actually, at the time he returned. Joe, do you remember Peter Carr?
I do remember Peter Carr, yes.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. He spent a lot of time actually in Mallorca.
He did, yeah. He wrote the book about.
About Mallorca.
The oranges, yeah.
Exactly, oranges in Mallorca and a whole heap of other goodies, etc. And he wrote a wonderful, in fact, he's wrote some fantastic thing. Peter Kerr, K-E-R-R. Almost a kind of precursor in many ways to Bill Cole's, you know, in terms of quality that's coming. See there?
Yeah.
Thank you, Claire. I do hope you will be able to sort of, you know, keep these things going, because as you know, from the end, I drop these things in sometimes straight over the head. You know, I mean, sound and next vision, they think I'm being ribald in humour. Nick, any questions you want to put to Bill Cole's?
What's the next thing that you're going to be working on, Bill?
I'm working on a series of 10,000-word short stories, which are going to be like Aesop's fables, modern-day stuff, but with a beautiful little twist and a moral at the end of it. So like The Alchemist, if you've read that by Paulo Coelho, but shorter, so that you'll be able to read them on your commutes into town.
Good.
Essential. And let's face it, short attention span, it's the curse of the 21st century. People say, I'm sorry, I've lost interest now. I don't know how the divine world actually continues. Well, we do, because clearly they're writing the script. Mary, go on. Those last two questions for Bill, who once actually introduced the notion of what was his favourite breakfast cereal, or suggested we should go Columbo and say just one more thing. Are we still? It's a bit like Jodie in the annals of Midweek Drive, desperately tried for, I think, 2.5 years, Jodie, to say, Midweek Drive babes. I said, no, that's far too sexist.
I did try, yes.
Midweek Drivettes, not Midweek Drive babes.
Yeah. Okay. Bill, have you had a good telephonic link with us today?
I've had an excellent one, thank you. I always have an excellent one with Alex and his team. Team nicer than babes. It's probably not a babe.
Does that mean you'll be joining us again next week?
I very much hope so, yeah, with new stuff from the north of the border, yeah.
It's sensational. We'll have Professor Jason Whittaker with us then. We'll have the delights of mouthpiece poets, the excitement. I mean, but we're not wishing our lives away, because we celebrate the fact that Kat and Nick are with us on the show today, because it's been quite some time since they've been Midweek Drivettes themselves. Anyway, for the Archbishop of Canterbury, and indeed various other folk, Hosier.
My lover's got humour. She's a giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone.